Tonight our 10-minute speaker is Doc from San Diego.
All right.
Reminds me of being in the Army, like I'm very good. Definitely report. Microphone we don't need. No, I'm joking. My name is Vincent. My friends here and everybody in recovery knows me as Doc. I was a flight medic for a few years. My sobriety date is January 7th, 07. I have three commitments at meetings that most of you guys go to, and I'm co-chair for entertainment for Spring Roundup, which is going well, as I would say. Congratulations to Token Taker and birthday guys. Walter, you know you're one of my Jedi mentors in recovery. I have a few of those among us, right, T? How it was, what it's like, and what it'll be. Is that the right word? What it'll be like in the future? We all got the same story, you know what I mean? How I was, let's see, I had my first drink when I was about 14 years old. I played City League baseball, which I excelled at, and I hit a home run, game-winning home run. My mom was team mom all the years I played baseball. Hit a home run, and one of my best friends on my team, his sister came up and kissed me on the lips and said, "Come on, have some of this." And she was so pretty, I probably would have had whatever the hell she had in that glass. You know, it was one of those things. So it was an off and off thing of drinking, you know, smoking a little bud, you know, in those days. But my real drinking started when I joined the Army at 17. But see, I went to Patrick Henry and I joined the Army in 11th grade. In those days, the GED was for smart people, not dumb people. And so I went straight in the Army and I wanted to be a flight medic, which it took me 6 years to do. My dad was in the Navy 30 years. My mom was a nurse at Children's Hospital for 30 years, so I went in the Army to be a nurse. So out of 11 children, me and my dad had that special bonding. And that's why I have a new sobriety day, because when he died, after 3.5 years of clean and sober, couldn't get rid of the pain. So 3 months, I figured I'm going to drink little vodkas, and I wind up drinking big ones in 3 months. So I had to come on back here, you know what I mean? And the thinking didn't work. But my drinking in the Army was something that really was good. I ain't going to lie, it was good. Yes, San Francisco, I was at Presidio 4 years in advanced medical school. But it slowly became the master, and I became the slave. So in that time frame, it was something to do to get rid of the pain of combat. The evenings when you would sit down, it's pouring rain, nobody's around of all the hell that we went through. It was nice to have a shot in the evening and listen to the old guys talk about it. It was camaraderie of the pain. Pain's in here. Me being a flight medic, who didn't I save? Who could I save? Did I take that life or did I get help to save that life? So that was a constant ongoing of different conflicts, which you guys watch on the news when I happen to be there live. It ain't nothing nice to be there live. So those are other things that I deal with my combat, you know, PTSD. The turning point was, I think, my kids. I have a son that's 9, a daughter that's 7. My daughter says, "Now I drink cologne." She hugs me, you know. I don't smell like liquor no more. "Daddy drinks cologne." Yeah, right. You know, but that's good. You know, those are those small words that comes out. They say out of the mouths of babes comes the truth. So it was the truth at that time point. It started getting to the point where I became the slave. As we would say, okay, analogy that I use, metaphor. You have life, job, business, social life, family, relationships, children. Alcohol was involved in every single one of those things. They were in all of them. But it became the master when it started taking each one away. No, I don't want to go to work. No, I don't need to go and socialize at that party. The hell with the children's responsibilities. I replaced alcohol in every one of those with recovery and sobriety. And I think you guys know, I chase my sobriety like I chase my addiction. Because I know without my sobriety birthday, I may not have another belly button birthday. You might go out and never get back. But now how it is, it's good. Every morning when I get up, I roll over in bed. Well, I put a pillow on the floor by my bed before I go to bed. I get busy with my maker in the morning. You know, first thing I do is let him know, prepare me for my worst day clean and sober. Don't give it to me, but prepare me. Prepare me for it. You know what I mean? You know that worst day where your boss comes in late, you wake up, your girlfriend's in the bed with somebody else, you find out that your daddy was gay, or the whole 9 yards. You know what I mean? Prepare me for that most effed up day that I might have. And so far, I've had some pretty wild days being clean and sober in who I am. I teach martial arts to 7-14-year-olds. I teach yoga and strength training to people who can't stand on one leg and balance themselves, cardiovascular, all that. All those things that I learned in the Army, being a black belt from 97, I now bring to the game in my recovery. So I give back a lot. I work at VBSD. I'm a staff member. I work facilities maintenance because once I went through the year program, they realized that, you know, I have a lot of skills from being a mechanic, carpentry, framing. You know what I mean. Jack of all trades, a master shit. You know, so it was good to be. Being there gives me sobriety because I have to lead by example. Every day, I have to lead by example. All the guys that are there who has 30 days, I tell them to go talk to somebody with 3 months. Guy that has 5 months, I say go talk to a guy that has 5 years. In other words, let me help you up here. Don't step there. Get your big book. Go over there and read 10 pages. Go over there. You know what I mean? I'm going to show you how to get to where I'm at, and then I'm going to call somebody above me how to get up that road. You know what I mean? It is unity, like he was saying, and it is humbleness. Last analogy. A guy was saying, what it is that the Lord says, okay, you done effed up again. Now get up. You got to remember. It's like the earth is spinning right now, but we can't feel it. So is your recovery. So you got to constantly keep your feet moving and praising the Lord. Thank you, Lord. He'll bring you up. I'm going to give you a job. I'm going to give you some money. I'm going to give you that house and that car. And I'm even throwing a girlfriend for you. But sooner or later, the earth turns so much where your feet are still and your back is to the Lord again, which is my higher power. And he says, get your ass back down there. You didn't listen to me. That's how it is.